All right, let's bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, for our daily update. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well, and I thought a pretty good start for Vanderbilt against Richmond, and now it gets into the more interesting portion of the schedule already with Alabama coming to town.
I was glad to see us get through week one the way we did. You always are a little bit concerned about that first game, and as you guys were talking about the Michigan game.
Did you think, Joe, that Bobby Johnson, did he mention anything of that game? Did the players know that Appy State beat Michigan?
Bobby says that he did not mention it, but that he was confident that all the players knew it. It was one of those things that he knew they were watching and paying attention to scores during the course of the day, and he just didn't feel like it was something he wanted to reinforce as a negative before they went out there. But he knew that they were aware of it. And you know, different guys handle it differently, but he told me he did not mention it at all.
I thought Earl Bennett was amazing. I know it was Richmond, but boy, he was just so wide open a whole lot of the game. And then when he had to make spectacular plays, he did that too.
Yeah, and the league thought he was amazing too. They named him Offensive Player of the Week. I thought this was fascinating. Charles Bloom from the conference told us that he had 13 catches in that game. That's the most receptions ever by an SEC receiver in an opening game. But I thought that was an interesting statistic to find. But he had 223 yards receiving, which is a new Vanderbilt single-season record. Earl has three of the top five receiving performances in single games in Vanderbilt history, all of them over 200 yards.
I thought you were going to say Frank Wycheck, 1990, against Virginia Tech, 14.
It was a Vanderbilt record.
Sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
All right, Joe, I want you to put this into historical perspective.
Way to come up with your own stat. I'm not
a stat guy, but that just came to my mind.
Joe, I want you to put this into historical perspective. Much will be made of this Alabama game. Obviously, the history, and then you look, the point spread's down to 3.5. In your mind, Where's this game going to be ranked as most hyped for Vanderbilt?
Well, it's certainly the most hyped in a while. I don't know if it's going to. I think people are relatively realistic about this one, though, because where it falls, it's so early. I don't think people view it as a make or break game. I think they view it as an opportunity game. And there's so many unknowns still because Vanderbilt certainly didn't show all they have offensively or defensively. We know Alabama didn't either. So that chess match is going to continue. Historically, quite frankly, Mark, it's going to be one of those, if they win it, it'll certainly take on a larger significance than if they don't. It's hard to believe the last time Vanderbilt beat Alabama, you have to go back to 84.
Yep, the Ray Perkins era.
Back to the homecoming win in Tuscaloosa that ended their homecoming string of victories. So this is going to be an interesting week because there's been a lot of hype to it, as you said. A lot of people talking about it, focusing on it. Of course, a lot of Alabama people are going to be here. The atmosphere at the stadium, I'm really looking forward to because with an 11:30 game, it's going to be packed outside the stadium by 8 or 8:30. I mean, it's going to be that kind of day. It's going to be a little bit reminiscent, I think, not to a full extent, but that Notre Dame game in 96 was just a big party leading up to the game and then a full house and a great game. And this game is going to have a little bit of a sense of that just because of all the buildup to it.
Well, I think it's interesting, too, with the Vanderbilt players and significant players with Alabama connections.
11 Vanderbilt players are from Alabama, and a lot of the main ones are. Obviously, Chris Nixon is an Alabama Player of the Year. Earl Bennett's from Birmingham. Rashard Langford's from Tanner, Alabama. So you've got significant players that are from that state. And it's funny because Bobby said last night on the call-in show, and he said it with a little bit of a grin, but I know he was serious. Excuse me. He gets asked a lot. He says, how come these guys didn't go to Alabama? How do these guys get away from Alabama? And Bobby said they made a good choice. it's not like we don't recruit these guys and give them something to look forward to and some reason to come here. They wanted to come here and play and get a good education, get the whole package, and they made a good choice. And you can tell there's a little bit of a bristle in that you kind of get tired of people saying, well, gosh, Alabama should get them and Auburn should get them. That's just not the way it is anymore.
Alabama ran out of cash. They paid Saban.
They paid him plenty, didn't they?